수강이고 뭐니 수강이고 뭐니
And God summoned from heaven, blessed, dressed in only go yard, homie go hard.
Woo-wee! For those who do not know, so this is the OFC Business Zone. For those who do not know, OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Resource Hub. Please think of us first for all your community and your business needs. And this is the Business Zone, where we bring you that melanated excellence. So you're going to hear that intro I just said. You're going to hear it again. Because I had an awesome opportunity to interview another amazing entrepreneur in the community. I'm going to continue to talk about this, guys. So we have our OFC business team. We're meeting every Monday, 7:15. And in these meetings, sorry, meeting starts at 7:15, opens at 7:15, we start at 7:30. But in each one of these meetings, we have entrepreneurs who come and present who they are and what they do. And it gives us it opens my eyes to the possibilities and what is happening out here in the community. So I got to meet our brother, Corvi Irving, the owner of Vegan Fresh. Vegan Fresh. Nice juice. Okay, guys? Exceptional, healthy juice.
Nice.
Now, he's going to introduce himself and give his background. But so I had the opportunity to meet him. We had a great, great interview. I want to share it with you guys right now. And we can talk a little bit about it after.
All right.
All right. You guys just heard that intro. This is the OFC Business Zone. For those that do not know, OFC stands for One Full Circle, and we are the Melanated Community Resource Hub.
Yeah.
Where we just focus on being that support. Think of us first for all your community and your business needs. And this is the Business Zone. For those who do not know, this is where we bring you that melanated excellence. So basically,
let's go.
Oh, I'm super excited. We have an awesome, awesome, awesome guest with us this this morning, as you guys are listening to this. So we have the one and only Corvi. He is the founder of Vegan Fresh. So
yes,
welcome,
sir.
Welcome to the Business Zone, brother.
Thank you, man. Round of applause.
Cool. So like I like to do it all with all my guests. So before we dive into the business, can we take a minute just to, you know, introduce you to our listeners for those who might not know who Corvi is?
Yep. Hey, how you doing, guys? Hope all is well. My name is Corvi Irving from the University of Georgia. Go Dawgs. I'm an American, retired NFL player, retired CFL player, based out living here in Montreal now. Yep. That's me.
Hey, welcome. Yeah. You know, I out of all the places, like Montreal, tell me it's not the best place. Tell me it's not the best place.
Hey, I love, honestly, I'm so glad I landed here first.
Right.
I'm from the South, and, you know, when I first, you know, came here, the diversity won me over, you know, seeing, you know, all the ethnicities, you know, hang around, get along, play together, that, you know, me over, and, you know, kudos to Montreal, man. I'm excited for the future.
Good. And we're glad to have you. We're glad to have you, bro.
Yeah.
So I find what you're doing is so fitting, especially because of your background.
Right? That's right.
And so maybe we could use it as a segue, actually, just to dive right in. Because with you being a retired NFL and CFL player, health and fitness, you know about health and fitness.
Yes, I definitely know about health and fitness, man. You know, first of all, football, you know, it requires you to, you know, live a healthy lifestyle, right? So juicing, smoothies, you know, great quality meat, veggies, fruits, whatever, water, you know, in order to, you know, perform at a high level, at a tip-top level, you know, athletes, you know, eat that stuff on a daily basis. So, you know, once I retired and I was like, you know, why not get back to the stuff that got me to the top? And also I wanted to help people. Because, I mean, you know, especially, you know, my immediate family and my community, man, especially as Black people, man, you know, we suffer with so many underlying issues. Mm-hmm. And God then put all these fruits and vegetables on the earth for us to use them, to eat them, to drink them, to consume them, you know, whatever. They are loaded with so many vitamins and minerals that, you know, could help us live, you know, a longer life, longevity, man. That's what it's about.
I love that. Very, very, very well said. And especially in the times that we're in, a lot of people obviously are health conscious. So I've always encouraged, it's a saying that my mom, I think my grandmother too, used to say, prevention is better than cure.
That's right.
You know, so those people who are health conscious, like, it's time. And being able to get juices. So, and actually, I'll let you dive in a little bit more about the juices. But I think because we're all so busy, being able to have just something that you can take on the go that's healthy.
That's I'm so glad you said that. That's two things you said. The times we live in, the pandemic, Mm-hmm. When the pandemic popped off, I was like, I got to do my part. I got to help. So, you know, that was part of Vegan Fresh. And like the busy professionals, you don't want to be bloated all day. You don't want to be riding around eating, stomach hurt. So why not consume something that will hit your bloodstream within 30 seconds? You feel energetic and it can hold you off until you get home, you know what I mean, to eat your, you know, your big meal. So those were some, you know, me and my partner, we brainstormed and we, you know, why are we doing this? Mm-hmm. And, you know, those two reasons you just mentioned, you know, was why we created Vegan Fresh, you know what I mean? Amazing. To help the immune system and to look out for my busy professionals.
Amazing. So, all right. So let's dive a little bit more about the product. So what can we expect from Vegan Fresh? Tell us a bit more about it.
So we have Vegan Fresh. We organic only. We use organic fruits and vegetables. We run them through our cold press juicer. We clean, we wash, we cut, we freeze. We store the fruits and vegetables the proper way. You know, we get our fruits and vegetables, we wash them, we cut them, we make our powerful juice into our ingredients. We juice everything, we bottle them up and ship it out. So like I said, if you want to potentially lose some weight, if you want to feel more energetic, if you want to get a dose of your daily vitamins and minerals, Vegan Fresh is the place for you.
Yeah, I love that. So now, how do we get access? So are you in stores? You have to just buy online?
Right now we're online only. You know, we have we're online store only, where you can go on the internet, you know, veganfresh.ca. Mm-hmm. You know, sorry, somebody called. Sorry about it. Mm-hmm. You can go online, veganfresh.ca, and you could, you know, place your orders. We also on Instagram. And that's why I mostly do all my interaction, either on online or on Instagram.
Okay. So hold on. I'm writing it as you're talking. Sure. Vegan Fresh.
Veganfresh.ca.
Or on IG.
It's at veganfresh_.
Uh-huh. And so, okay, perfect. But I think one of the things we want to start working on too is getting you that store visibility. Just to you know, like, I don't know. So for people who are listening right now too, is this something that you guys are open to, that you guys could make the drinks available in stores if store wants to purchase like at wholesale? We didn't talk price point and stuff either. So I think that's important for the listeners.
Sure, sure. So like you just said, okay, we'll start with the price point. I offer 4 ounce, 8 ounce, and 12 ounce. My 4 ounce juice is around $4. My 8 ounce is $7, and my 12 ounce is $9. Oh, organic, nice. Cold pressed, fresh juice, no preservatives, no added sugar. And to get to your point about, you know, being in the store, what's so unique about my juice is that it lasts only four. So the shelf life isn't good, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, the stuff you see, you know, on the shelves in the grocery stores, I don't want to knock, I don't want to hate on anybody, but, you know, the majority of that stuff is filled with preservatives and added sugars. And that's the reason it could last, you know what I mean, from 60 to 90 days. My juice, it tops 6 days. It's fresh, it's no preservative, like I said, no added sugar. So, you know, it got a quick expiry date. But I've been going to grocery stores and I'm seeing other juice companies. So I may, you know, decide to, you know, switch over and may want to go and be in a, you know, grocery store or a convenience store.
I like what you're doing, and I like the model. And what I would want to encourage people to support that, because it's like, I'm telling you, like, what a lot of the processed things that we're taking, a lot of things to preserve, it's not good for the long term. Right. That's what I'm saying. So a lot of times we get caught up trying to get that quick fix or trying to get that quick solution. But we can, and it doesn't hurt us, because right now the price point is amazing. 12 ounces for $9. You're definitely going to be hearing from me, because it's something that, again, like, not just for myself, but obviously for my children and different things like that. I think it speaks volumes. So now, okay. So basically we got fruit. The fruit, we got you make the fruit. You don't make the fruit, but you're blending. You guys do everything. Everything's produced and everything in-house. Everything's happening
here. We local, in-house. You're not ordering from, you know, somewhere 48 hours away, freshly made here. Give me 24 hours and your juice will be at your door.
I love that. So, and that, you see, you just answered my other question. Well, actually, maybe I'll ask it anyways. Do you guys deliver juices?
We deliver. I have clients in the States. I have clients in Ontario, in Toronto. Yeah, I deliver, like I said, it's local. My delivery fee is maybe about $5. Okay. You put your order in, go on the site, you know, with technology. That's why I love technology as well. It pops up on my phone. I get my order. I go do my run, get my food, juice everything up, and I have it ready for you, available the next day.
Yo, I love that. I love that. You see, and you're also part of the OFC. You're part of the OFC business team. Okay, can I ask you, like, how has your experience been, like, taking part in the OFC business team?
I look forward to Mondays, you know, because they always say, you know, Monday is the grind. But over at the OFC, it's Monday making money. You know what I mean? We're getting up. We've been inspirational. We're encouraging one another. We're talking about this product, this business, that business. And it gives me an opportunity every morning to pitch my business to, you know, like-minded individuals like myself.
That's it.
So I think the OLC is awesome. Kudos to you, brother.
Thank you, my brother. It does mean a lot. And because for us, like, and I asked it just one, so that other people who are listening get an idea of what to expect, yeah, you know, as an entrepreneur when they join. But it's also just for people to see that it's important for us to hear the get the feedback. And mm-hmm. honestly, like, yo, at times it's not always positive feedback. Sometimes we get constructive criticism that it's necessary yeah. for us to be able to fix. But I love to see what's happening right now with the Monday meetings that we're doing, the expansion. We're on here right now because the fact that, you know, we want to make it a point that people who are taking part in these Monday meetings, that we're giving them additional exposure. You know, yep. So we're glad to be able to have the platform to be able to continue to do this. And we love what you're doing. So we definitely want to encourage. So on our end, so we're on our page, we have a Facebook page for the Empower Hour. We're going to plug it on there. We're going to plug the information also on the OFC group on Facebook, as well as on the Instagram. So our listeners can know. But one more time, let's give them the contact information so that they have it to order.
You can message me at, you know, my phone number at 706-524. My name is Corvia Irvin, the owner of Vegan Fresh. You can also go to my website, like I said, veganfresh.ca, place your orders. Everything is legit. It'll come right to my phone. I'll deliver your order the next day. And also, you can reach me at Vegan on Instagram. Those are my two platforms that I'm using. And I gave you guys my personal information to, you know, give me a call.
Can I get the number again? Because it kind of cut out. So I want to make sure we got it good.
Yes. 706-524-4600.
4600.
4600.
Okay.
And yeah, also, right. we offer 1-day cleanses, 3-day cleanses, and 5-day cleanses. If you feel like your digestive system is, you know, not, you know, balanced, or you're feeling, you know, you need a break, you need to give your digestive system a break. Fast, man. Fast, and just go on a juice cleanse for, you know, 1 to 3 days, and, you know, give your digestive system a break so you can, you know, get your immune system and your internal organs back in shape.
But brother, like, you are speaking like what you're saying right now, I pray people are listening, because one, like, I don't know how many times I've heard it, the largest cause of I guess one of the main causes of death is from what's happening within our bowels, what's happening within our system. It's our gut. You know what I mean? So we got to give it a break sometimes. We got to purge our system sometimes. There's things in there that Lord alone knows.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sir. So definitely, I thank you for what you're doing. Like, this is awesome. I definitely I want to give you super support and encouragement and mad love. Again, thank you for being on with us this morning on the Empower Hour. It definitely does mean a lot to us, and we're looking forward to just continue to promote and getting people to support your juices, my brother.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, man.
So now, before I let you go, I'm putting you on the spot. Do you have any empowering words for our listeners?
Sure, man. Ace. I mean, I was a professional athlete, and all I knew was to grind. Mm-hmm. Grind, work hard, and be consistent. Be consistent in your life, your relationship, your career. Be consistent to yourself. Mm-hmm. Love one another. Eat healthy. Mm-hmm. Eat healthy. Respect the elderly. Stay out of trouble. Work out. Mm-hmm. Work out, right? Keep your mind right. And just enjoy life and have fun and laugh. And start your business. They talk about the internet so bad, but the internet is awesome. Mm-hmm. It allows me and you to go FaceTime, Zoom, on a radio show, promote business, promote positivity, promote money. You know what I mean?
Right.
So anything that's your fingertips, anytime I meet younger kids and they want to know about the NFL and this, you know what I mean? I tell you, everybody is a click away, a fingertip away. You can Google and research anything. So put your mind to it. You know what
well
I mean?
Said. Well said, my brother.
Go get it, man. It's possible. It's available. It's possible. So I will end with that, man. Peace and love to everybody and, you know, much success, you know, for the new year.
Yo, thank you, God. Stay up. I'm looking forward to seeing you on Monday.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to see you on Friday. Yeah, Monday.
Oh, that's right. That's true. See you on Friday and Monday. We got two this week. It's dope. God, okay. Looking forward to it. Again, thank you for being on. And so those who are listening, this is the OFC Business Zone on the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news.
What's up, everyone? This is DJ Killajoule, Montreal, born in...
No, it's not. Stop it, ma'am. Yeah. Why are you cutting in, though, DJ, whatever?
Come on.
Trish. Sorry. I didn't mean to cut... I'm so sorry.
Guys, all love.
I'm so sorry. Except a little bit.
Except I can't hear me. Did you turn my mic down?
I might have turned your headphones down.
Oh, what? Why are you turning my headphones on?
It's warning time. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Okay, guys. Oh, so I hope you enjoyed that business. So, and again, big shout out to Corvi. It was really awesome having him on. You guys definitely order vegan. I ordered two juices as soon as I got off the interview.
Did you taste them? Can you review how they tasted and stuff?
I'll have reviews for you guys by next week. Ordered them. It's not instantaneous, Trish. I ordered it and I have to get them.
Oh, yeah, because the interview was just done. Right, the thing is, because how I thought about it, right? Mm-hmm. You did the interview, you got the juices like right after the interview, okay. And then you were kind of come here on this lovely Thursday morning and let us know how it tastes.
I hear what
you're saying. I'm not all the way crazy.
It's just in this case, it was just, you know, they like he said, he has to make the juice fresh and he has to prepare all kind of thing, but it was super blessed. So you guys just heard that awesome introduction. This is the OFC Community Updates. Again, for those who might not know, the OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Resource Hub and Network, I should add. Please think of us first for all your community and your business needs. And I mean that, everything you need, you can come to the OFC. Awesome. So this is the time where we do the community updates, where we just like to let people know what's going on. Quick thing concerning OFC. Surprise.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Guys, very important. I'm going to put this on the Empower Hour page and everything everywhere. Please take the mandatory organization evaluation that we have going on. Okay. If you've heard of the OFC, if you're on our mailing list, you're on any of our social media pages, right now it's evaluation time. We need to know, first, are there things we're doing well? Second, where are our areas of development? Guys, all the feedback is important. Like, we encourage it, please. Like, we're not one of those organizations that are trying to just keep quiet and just, you know, kind of keep things just on a low. We want you to pull our card, tell us, look, I think you should be doing this better. This sucks. I think this is okay, but no, this you should just be doing better. And this is too expensive. This should be free. This should cost more. Tell us whatever you feel. But this is your important, your feedback is the most important thing to us, because we are a membership-led organization. So for us, it's important to know that we are serving the needs of our community.
Beautiful. Anything else, Steve?
Well, that's it for now. I'll throw some more stuff in later.
All right. So, folks, on December 11th, I will be hosting this event. It is called Double Up. It is a anti-violence rally. I'm going to play the commercial for you once again because I didn't play it properly when it was commercial time. Again, it's morning and I'm tired. Let me just play this real quick for you guys.
Everybody, this is your girl, Miss Trish, and I'm here to let you know about an amazing event happening in the city of Montreal. Double Up MTL and BGC Dawson present Double Up. This is a Stop the Youth Violence rally happening on Saturday, December 11th at 4:30 p.m. This is going to be located at the BGC Center at 666 Rue Woodland in Verdun. What's going to happen there? Let me tell you. There's going to be DJs, guest speakers, activities, basketball games, a makeover corner, food, swag bag, and much, much more. And of course, hosted by yours truly, me. But we want you guys to get in because there's only limited 50 three spots, and you must have your COVID vaccination passport, and you also have to be between the ages of 12 to 17 to get in. But parents and children, we want to hear from you. We want to bring the good vibes, the good energy, and especially the safety back to our community. Do not miss out on this awesome event once again happening on Saturday, December 11th at 4:30 p.m. Reserve your spot today at doubleupmtl@gmail.com.
All right, guys, so you heard it. I don't have to repeat it very much. I think I gave all of the information in that commercial.
That's not exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm really excited about it. So that's that. What else is going on in our community?
So big shout out to WestCan. They have their Jars of Delights. So definitely get in contact with WestCan. Support that.
Black cake. Sweet bread. Oh, sorry. You were saying they're coming out with it, but you're not telling me a date when it's coming out.
Oh, so right now. It's live.
Oh, it's right now. November 18th. We're good. We can start ordering now. Where do we go to get it, P? Just giving in like blanket information?
I just assume everybody knows.
No, some people are new listeners.
You see, that's what I appreciate. Yeah, if it's your first time tuning into us, okay, this is where I look through my phone now to find the WestCan flyer, where they are speaking about. No, well, yeah, it happens. This is, I didn't expect you to call me out like that. So I'm just, I just assumed everybody knew.
I didn't call you.
You know that. Just, you know, when we say WestCan, well, just search WestCan. I don't know. What you want me to say? No, why can't I find a flyer? Okay, here it is. Jars Delight. Order. Visit WestCanFolk.com. WestCanFolk. That's WestCanFolk.com. Mm-hmm. The orders have to be in by December 3rd, guys.
Okay, got you.
That is ASAP, okay?
December 3rd is not far, guys.
It's right around the corner. We will put the order form on the Empower Hour page for you guys. You're welcome.
Nice.
Okay, you're super welcome. Check out the Empower Hour. Like the page, share it with your friends.
Nice. Okay, cool. I like that.
I just want to give a quick shout out to COPAC. So that's the Conseil Panafricain de Québec. Now, within COPAC, they always have all kinds of different things going on. Now, I'm just going to share it just briefly. Okay, I'm trying to translate it quick. It's bad. Okay, basically, long story short, the COPAC, they've been working on tons of different things. Like, they have an economic initiative that they have going on, and one of the things is educating the community on the value of collective economy. So I'm going to see if I could share this. They have an amazing, I guess it's like a, almost like a summary, of what they've done and what they're doing. And like, just, it's a plethora of information. So I'm going to make that available to you guys. I just want to give a quick shout out to COPAC. If you're not familiar with them, just check them out online. COPAC, C-R-P-A-Q, .org.com. Lord have mercy. And it was just Google COPAC. Okay, guys, there's not a lot of COPACs. All right. that's really what it was. So on this side, it hasn't been much other things going on. Oh, sorry. Almost forgot. Check out Magic Hands. Coiffure Magic Hands.
Hey!
You already know Coiffure Magic Hands. Actually, when you contact them, you get 5% off, okay?
That's really dope.
Phone number 438-878-9663.
Wow, it's that early, eh? Three turns into six.
One turns into two. So
repeat the phone number, though, please.
I know, trust me, I butchered it terribly. 438-878-9663. And that's Coiffure with an S, Magic Hands with an S. Guys, amazing. Anyways, I'm plugging all these things on the Empower Hour page. I'm showing everything on the page, guys. You'll see everything we've discussed today. Everybody we've had on the show, you'll see it on the Empower Hour.
All right. So we're going to cut to a little music, and then we're going to come back with entertainment because there's so much going on.
Oh, is there ever?
Oh, gosh. Stay tuned, guys. I want to throw back with some Jagged Edge because I feel like it. All right, guys? Where the party at?
Come on. See us in the club, just show a little love. represent your sign like me. Cause round here, if you slip, you catch a hot one. Couple of them down one. Belvedere in the rear of the club. Pulled up on dubs that we about to go and buy the bar up. So, so, for sure we ain't playing. Hang with no lames. Walk insane.
Hey, where the party at? Girls is on the way, but up a Bacardi at?
Yes, we do.
Bottles and models talking all of that.
Best outfit, just showing that skin, trying to make it on the spit. Where you been, girl? You and your friend need to come to the back. We got it locked down. Your white t-shirt or a three-piece suit, don't matter what you wear, all that matters is who you with. Some jiggy, some straight grind, all up in the clubs to have a good time.
Hey, where the party at? Girls is on the way, but a Bacardi at? Bottles and models talking all of that.
The one with the rims, the one that seemed to make more enemies than friends. I'm sliding in past those, both eyes closed, both arms froze, both charms rose with the S-O-S-O-D-E dot F. I am bottle, up to the ain't none left, I'm quick to go left, I plays with no rep, I jams more than death, baby, show me the club. I'm like, hey, whatever card it at, come and mix it with the crisp, baby, what's wrong with that? We in the VIP twisted, downright two-way, who they make it like they missed it?
Come on.
Put your hands up, storm up. Everybody put your hands up, storm. When the beat come back around, everybody do the
dance. East side run this mother for ya.
Hell yeah!
Do my south side run this mother for ya.
Hell yeah!
And them haters ain't hitting on. Ain't talking about her. And they look like
the party's where you're at, let me say.
Beautiful people, we are back. We are back. We did forget to plug one event that's happening next weekend, correct, P?
The 27th.
Give it to me. So what is the event?
Keep going crazy.
You putting me on the spot. Okay, that's good. All right, this is Montreal's biggest sip and paint. Biggest sip and paint. You know it's being put on by our one and only Big Will. Where's the sound effect? Trish,
it's like, sorry, why are you yelling at me this morning? It's early. Why are you screaming?
I gave you the cue.
And you hit the table.
Well, that was the cue. Like,
very bam, aggressive. Bam, bam. Yeah, like Kaya's DJ. Not nice. Cutting people off. No.
Shots fired. Okay, look. So,
no.
Guys, this is going to be amazing. So it's Sip and Paint. I don't know. Have you guys ever been to Sip and Paint?
I've been to one in Toronto.
Yeah?
Yeah. Very nice.
I've never been, but my sisters went to one a couple weeks ago. They actually met Gina.
Yeah,
and they said that it was actually really good.
That's good.
Yeah. Anyway, so because you know we're gonna go deep. So if you want to roll, just let me know. We're gonna put together a whole OFC group, and we're gonna go through. We're gonna bust through at least 10-15 men's and women's deep.
Gotcha.
But okay, look. So this is Saturday, November 27th. There's two events going on. One is at 6, the other one's at 8:30.
The 8:30 is sold out, I heard.
That's what I heard too, but you know.
Because you want to go earlier to get home earlier.
There's a line until 11:30, but you don't got to paint at the place, right?
No, you can just chill out.
You actually just go from after for the line from 8 to 11.
Got it.
That's for $35. You ain't even got to paint, right?
You can just go drink on thing.
Check up your
nice time.
A little bit.
Check up the little romp.
I love that.
Little romp.
Yeah, so he has everything going on. So basically, I don't even know what to give you. If I should give you guys the website, the phone number, the everything. But look, just go, keep it very simple. Go ticketgateway.com/sippaint. You'll get all the details and you can buy your tickets there one time. Guys, you know when Big Will put something on, it's always off the chain. The sipping paint, like they're fun. All right, guys, it's grown people's things. You can just come out and have a good time. I don't know. Do I need to say anything else about it? You need the price?
No. I mean, maybe.
I guess $65. Or just like I was saying, you can just pay $35 and just come chill.
Yay, take a lime.
Yeah, guys, it's going to be dope. It's on Cote d'Elias in Ville Saint Laurent. So it's going to be deal. That's ill. Right around the corner from the OFC. All
right. Queen Kaya, it's your turn.
Woo! So many things. Sorry.
So many things.
I want to jump on Kaya's body. It's like,
Me too.
Listen, come on in.
Give it to us, baby. It's the entertainment section. Let's go. We got a lot to talk about.
So I'm going to, because you know we got so much that we got to do a quick run through. So first things first, I want to get into Kaepernick.
Okay.
The Kaepernick video.
Right.
Now, I know P, I know you saw it, so we can touch on this a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm about to hand you my phone, sis. I want you to just, you know, let it play.
Okay, no problem.
The visuals are enough to get you going, but Kaepernick, we know, has always taken so much heat and hot water dealing with the industry and dealing with the football league, the NFL.
As far as the future of it.
That's the lady's comments. Those are her comments on what she's watching.
I can't wait to watch this whole thing.
So Kaepernick has put out a very... what do we call this? Is it... Because I don't think that it's that...
Like it's
not shocking. I think that this is what he's been experiencing.
Yeah.
This is his experience. And I think the way that he expressed this is the clearest possible way for him to understand the message that he's trying to put across to the youth.
Mm-hmm.
You can be more than an athlete. And I want you to understand what being an athlete means and the relativity to playing football and other sports in comparison to slavery.
Well,
I'm not talking about the predictions.
Yeah, it's heavy. When I had taken it in, and this is something that I would like for us to, even if we get a chance to actually like dedicate some time, just to be able to like have the conversation like with our youth getting into sports and what that really means, right? And because this is not the first time that we've heard the comparison, and for those who might not have seen it, Kaepernick really compares the sports industry to slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up. And he shows the direct correlation, and it's like, and it's he's not the first, and there's been other athletes that, you know, they have told what it's like, the experience, and they make you feel like meat when they're watching you and sizing you up. And it's really like, but it's super clear, because who owns football teams?
Mm-hmm.
You have
right.
some really really right. wealthy people that I don't want to judge. I don't want to say like all of them have money that, you know, that came from ill-gotten means, mm-hmm. like slavery, but just a lot of them are former slave masters or their descendants of. So, so the wealth that they have is on next level stuff, and it's in their genes. So that's just it. Like when I seen it, I was like, people need to see this. Youth need to see this. We need to have a discussion about this. This is heavy. It's heavy.
This is some heavy stuff. I'm watching the
visuals
right now. I don't
want to say
it's
controversial though, because the truth is that we always call things that are thought provoking controversial.
Right. And it's not.
But it's not. It's not a bad thing. It's not controversial is a bad word to use for this. This I feel like is very enlightening. And I think that it's important that we teach the children to be more than the athletes, more than, you know, just more than what they want us to be.
Okay. Yeah.
Sometimes, man, because of the demand for it, you know, our children tend to do what's easiest for them. And yes, absolutely, because we're more athletic and we're stronger, faster. And so we say, okay, well, I'll do this because that's easy. But I want my son to feel challenged. I want my daughter to feel challenged. And I would definitely show my kids this if I wanted them to understand why not sports. Mm. Why not the basketball player? Why not the football? Why not the soccer, hockey? Hey. Why not that? Because there's so much more out here that you could be. And so I love the message, and just love to Kaepernick. You've taken so many gracious knees. And we appreciate you, brother.
Amen. So I just saw the little clip there, me just watching the visuals, because you guys can enlighten me. So does he do reenactments of himself? I see that it looks like there's a younger him in this film, yes, as well. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Am I right? Sounds like he starts to tell a little story about where his drive for the sport came from.
Okay. Right. Totally understand.
Because he played a bunch of sports and stuff like that. Okay. But why it stuck out and stuff. So I'm planning on watching it also.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to sit down. But from the commercial,
yes,
you know that he is talking some talks. Well, I'm going to tell you something. After this, I want the community to get together and hold hands around Kaepernick.
Absolutely.
Because he's taking a big, big chance by putting this out there. And imagine, when they let you go ahead and say things like this and expose them in these ways, nothing good usually comes from it. So when this comes out and you all start watching, and I need the community to, you know, hold hands around this man,
right?
Because this is real, but he's sticking their necks out for us, and I think that he deserves it to give him a watch
for sure.
Next in entertainment news, we've seen a comeback from Adele.
Woo!
And, you know, there were a bunch of jokes that were made, but amongst many, they said she definitely didn't lose her pipes with the weight.
No.
Adele is singing her behind off. My goodness.
Can I say something with Adele's show? She, you know what? She didn't rehearse, you guys.
What do you mean?
Really?
She got on there and she did that just like that.
What do you mean?
There was no time. There was no time. She improvised.
I'm so confused. You guys, tell me more. Because first of all, I was seeing the Adele posters on there's a billboard driving, and I was like, what is this?
Just number 30? What happened is because of the weather, they didn't want to take a chance and do a sound check and all that stuff and, you know, rehearse. She said, I don't have any time. I have to do this right now. So they made her up. They got her dressed. Everybody came. That's it.
Wow. I love that.
Yep, she did it, and it was a beautiful show. I don't know if you guys saw it, but
I didn't.
I actually seen it.
Talk about it. Can you guys share Enlighten? I didn't see it. You saw it?
It was the first time her son had seen her perform, so she was emotional about that, so I thought that was good. But, you know, you can tell that she's the different Adele. Yes, she's not as hurt. She's evolved, but she's still really amazing at her craft. That has not changed, you know? She lost the weight, cool, whatever. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with nothing. It sounds like you're hearing Rolling in the Deep, Adele. You know what I'm saying? And she sang those songs, too.
Yeah.
Sang the mess out those songs. And I'm like, wow, without a practice? Oh, okay, Adele. All right, you good? Yeah. So it was good. It was really nice to see. I loved it.
I was completely, completely impressed with the clips that I saw.
Right?
The notes, the everything. So clean, so perfect. And you know what? I'm going to tell you. We were very surprised. Like, oh, you know, after the heartbreak, blah, blah, blah. Because, you know, the whole thing behind her losing weight, apparently she was estranged from her lover, or they got divorced or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, she's no longer with her man or whatever.
Yeah.
But she went to Jamaica and was in Jamaica for a couple months.
I saw that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She might have went and got her a Jamaican yoni massage. Mm. I'm not sure.
Who knows what Adele got? We know she's with Rich Paul now, though.
Mm. Oh?
She's with Rich Paul right now. Yes.
All
right,
Adele. I see you, sis.
Yes.
Okay.
She is with him.
So shout out, Adele, because you are truly, truly, and in my mind, in my eyes, you're still a big girl to me, and you're still on my team, far as I'm concerned. You are dope, Adele. All
right.
Go, sis.
Yes. Yes.
Now, y'all know, I got to talk about the baby.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Baby on baby.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
So we know that the baby had gotten with Danny Lee about 2 years ago, and there's been so much controversy around this girl downgrading his, or down-talking his other baby mothers, and saying how they're not equipped to be with him and she's better than them. And she made a song called Yellow Bone saying pretty much the reason why he's not with them is because he prefers a yellow bone, a girl like her.
Right.
But, you know, there was a lot of stuff because after she said this thing about a yellow bone, the comedians actually set in on her and pretty much was like, well, you actually have to be black or part black to be able to say that you're a yellow bone,
right?
Because that's what the part of the statement means.
Mm-hmm.
So they did, she had posted her DNA online and it says she's like 90 something percent Caucasian.
Yes. Oh gosh. Woo, ma'am.
Stuff.
Yeah, she did that.
So they ate her up because she's been going for melanin shots and all kinds of stuff. She's awfully, awfully brown.
Right.
And you know, anyway, she's been blackfishing for a long time. Well, the other day, the baby must have gotten tired of her, mm-hmm. comes in on her and her new baby, which I do not agree with, and pretty much tells her, well, you know what, you gotta go. You gotta
exactly,
go.
Yeah.
She had been for a while just doing a lot to his other baby mothers, talking about his children, making reference to why she lives there with her child and they don't.
Right.
Just different little right. slick, different stuff. And so I guess he decided that was the end of it. He was putting an end to it. Like, you know what?
Yeah.
Nobody ain't living with me now. Now you done started it up. Now nobody can
now,
live
now
here.
Nobody's here.
Yep. Now get out.
Yep.
So she attempted to fight him. Actually, she did fight him and he ended up calling the police.
Smart.
To pretty, and he put everything on live. So yeah. it was a terrible thing to see, but I watched all the videos and stuff and I'm like, you know what? Part of me, it's so sad, you know, because I root for the girls, but I'm like, you know what, homegirl? You might have needed this. Go ahead and find you something to do with yourself. Go and be famous on your own.
Right.
You have talents of your own.
That's right.
Get some money, do your thing, and move on. Because mm-hmm. this is part of your karma now. You did that to those ladies, and now this is what's happening.
Exactly.
So you made your little bed, lie in it, sis.
Mm-hmm.
But the poor baby. I feel so bad for this toxic relationship. They screaming around the kid. They doing all kinds of stuff. But I do need to actually say this because the baby has been in such hot water lately that everybody's just like all down on him just because.
Mm.
I do have to commend him. He never raised his hand. He never raised his voice.
Right.
Even though they'll say he's a narcissist and so he
yeah, they're calling him that for sure. Yes, absolutely.
Like whatever, but I can tell you this. The entire time he was on camera, he never broke his
calm.
He
never broke his calm at any point. She was pushing him though.
Yeah.
She was really getting there.
Yeah.
She even balled up her fists.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. She was going to punch him in the head at one time.
Absolutely, she was right behind him.
When he said side chick,
you're my side chick, my certified side chick, he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I just I was thinking about whether or not I was going to talk about it or not, but I'm like, no, this is something that actually needs to be said because the people need to know, you know, what's going on and have the follow-ups and stuff. But the baby, we know that was in some heat because of some comments that he made about the LGBTQ plus community and had been getting a lot of backlash, and Dave Chappelle stuck his neck out for him to say some things. And so I feel like right now the baby has a lot to prove.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we're going to see a new side of him just now. I think that we're going to see something different because this was very much unlike the character, I think, because I expected him to lash out and he didn't. So I was pleasantly surprised. I'm like, thank you, God. You know, at least something is coming clear for the man. And
right.
So I wish him all the best. I wish her all the best. But you know what? You know, when you make your bed, you got to lie in it.
Right.
So, yeah. And other entertainment news. What are we talking about? We're talking about T-Pain.
What's T-Pain's story? I don't know what's going on.
They're saying somebody is telling lies. They're saying that T-Pain told a story about Usher being on the plane with him. You remember me telling this story?
Kind of, sort of, yes.
Usher calling them to the back, and he's just like, oh my God, I can't believe Usher.
Yeah. I remember that.
Your music sucks.
Your music is trash, bro.
You know you ruin R&B, right?
Right.
It's like 2 o'clock in the morning. The stewardess comes and wakes me up, and it's like, Usher would like to have a talk to you. Like,
you're like, oh my God.
You know,
U-S-H-E-R-Y-A?
Yeah. You so you know you ruined R&B, right?
That's really terrible.
Single-handedly with autotune, right?
Wow.
He says that T-Pain says that Usher never officially squashed the autotune beef. I'm waiting to see what's going to come of this. I'm waiting to see what's going to happen from this. So I will keep you guys updated with this and just keep your ear out for this, because I believe that this is partially, you know, I have my conspiracy theories, you know, I think that this is actually a gimmick. I think that T-Pain mm-hmm. and Usher is about the blend the music.
Of course. Of course. What do you think? Yeah, I think so. You know what? I think we're in squash beef mode because didn't Drake and Kanye just do that 2 days ago too? Right? Right?
Okay.
And they're about to blow up too. Like something's coming out of them. So yeah, I believe it. I totally believe you.
Okay, so this is what I'm thinking is about to happen. I'm just watching it and I'm like, But on the last note, just before I get off, I gotta ask y'all, because we got some verses that are about to come up. Versus this, versus that. And everybody is talking about what are they gonna do next on verses. So let me give y'all a couple of scenarios.
Okay.
Last night, Teddy Riley was on live with a guy friend of his, and they were talking about what are likely matches or very good matches that we'd like to see for verses.
Okay.
So they were talking about why no one wanted to versus Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
But who could though, if you really think about it?
We got a problem now because we've been looking at the versus the wrong way.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So you see who they said should battle him?
Who?
Who, P?
Missy Elliott.
Ah!
Of course.
Of course.
Of course. Because they both have upbeat tracks.
Okay.
Yo, a Missy and Busta concert would be
ill. Oh my gosh.
They're both bonkers.
Oh my goodness.
Like, I would love that. Like both of them back to back. That's good tunes all night.
Yeah. I think they know what they're doing by not putting them together, because we're going to catch heart attacks. Yo, all of us.
Right.
All of us over 40 is going to be like,
come on.
Come on. That's true. Thanks for opening my eyes. Yeah.
So let's do the R&B lineup right quick.
Okay,
who would y'all versus? What two groups?
I would versus
R&B.
R&B.
I keep mixing up my R&B. R&B.
Maybe Drew Hill. And Jagged Edge.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because they both had, you know, some tracks and stuff like that. So, yeah, I would do Drew Hill and Jagged Edge.
Okay.
Who would you do? Well, while he thinks.
I think I would do... BBD. And I would put them up against Rex and FX.
Okay, I like that.
I don't have a group.
I want to see Guy up against
Silk.
Oof. Yes.
Not Jodeci.
Maybe.
I don't know. I feel like Jodeci would be like, oh God.
Jodeci. You have to be careful. Yeah, because last time, like, yeah, if the matchups aren't right, like what the Bow Wow and what's his name? Soulja Boy? Not a good matchup. Soulja Boy has a gazillion songs.
Yeah, like, it's so true. You're right.
It was not a good matchup. I'm trying to see. I want LL Cool J to go up against somebody. I was thinking LL and Busta at first until...
Yeah.
Because LL has tracks too.
He really does. He actually really... You know what? You're not wrong.
Yo, LL has tracks.
You're not wrong.
For days, man. Yeah. Be listening to old school. Mama says not. Come on.
Right. I would have put to Soul For Real and... Younger 112.
Yes.
Right? That would be...
Damn, yo.
Yeah, like, you know? Yeah, that would be a versus, okay. No?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right?
I was on his live yesterday blowing it up. I said, I want to do The Boys.
Ooh.
Do you remember The Boys?
The young group, yeah.
Down my heart.
Yeah. Against who? Against who?
Just down my heart. So I would do The Boys... And Soul For Real.
Yes.
Not Another Bad Creation. Sorry, Soul For Real.
Right.
Uh-huh.
See?
Okay.
What's the group? Spread My Wings and Fly. Troop.
Shit, I don't even remember.
We forgot about Troop.
Yeah, I don't even remember. Even though you're just saying them. Who's Troop? I don't remember who Troop
is.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't even know that.
Who's Troop?
Oh, yeah. Next week, that's part of my playlist.
I'm sure
I'm not the only one. I'm sure there's listeners. Three listeners right now.
So for those who are tuning in, who are listening, if you're
next in H-Town. Sorry, I'm done.
Oh, yes.
I'm done.
Yes.
I'm done.
Next in H-Town.
Hold on. If you're now joining us, we're trying to figure out what are good matchups for versus. Just
in case you're like, what is happening?
What are
in the
these
Power
three
Hour?
Yes. talking about?
No, it's important. It's important. All right.
Yeah, no, we need to talk about this because you know what? We have a way that we could kind of like cast these votes, right? We do. So we want to talk about this. So if you go online to the site where you can leave comments and stuff like that, leave us a comment.
Let
us
be cool.
Know
yeah.
what you think, who should versus, and let's see if we could cast some votes.
Right. I like that.
I'm about that life.
Yo, can I ask a quick question or just off topic?
Of
about
course, go
versus?
Right ahead.
So I'm only catching little clips of like what's happening in Travis Scott.
Astroworld?
Yeah, like again, you guys know I'm kind of unplugged from what's really happening. All I saw is that he retreated to his $14 million mansion in Houston. Like, what happened? Why is he retreating? Like, I know there's big deal. There's a big lawsuit. Like, I saw the clips.
Right, there's a lot of lawsuits happening.
I saw some weird
images
online. Look,
yeah?
Like there's some demons that jumped into the crowd sometime.
Something was happening there. I don't really know. I'm not really too clear on that.
Yeah. I saw a clip. Yeah, but I saw some random clip and it looked like some kind of weird black jumbie. For those who don't know, I'll translate. Jumbie is like weird spirit in West Indian.
Something was going on there.
I need to see this though, right? I need to see this video. But I heard people saying that it was a super dark concert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Prior to the concert, he put out a message online and on the radio. Like he was like, it don't matter if y'all don't got tickets, you don't got to have a ticket, storm the door. Storm
he was
stage.
Saying that? Is that allegedly?
Yeah, no, they said he said they have proof of it. They said said rage the place.
Yes, I've heard those terms in his name in the same sentence. Like he's a rager.
Yeah, well, he said he wants he wants everyone in the concert to rage, and he said storm the doors. It doesn't matter if you have tickets. I don't
really.
He was like, I don't give a F. Y'all storm the door get it. Yeah, and so you kind of. They're trying to say he incited it, but honestly, guys, I'm going through a thing. I feel like it's up to us as a people to protect ourselves and know what's a healthy situation and what's not. Those types of crowds, we've seen it. I can go back to when I was a kid watching the ambulance carrying people out of Michael Jackson concert.
That's true.
They were not raging.
No,
and they were passing out and they were just dying on their own because they had took good drugs. It was hot outside. They didn't drink a lot of liquids and stuff like that. So in this situation, I don't know if I feel like he should be completely responsible. He said he's going to pay for the funerals of everyone who lost their lives.
He did say that. Yeah, he said he was going to do that. Yeah,
that's nice. That's a lot of bread. That's really nice.
For sure.
Well, for the money that he made for the show, it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
And the insurance that's on the show is so big, you know, you might as well.
He also did say he was going to refund that everybody that attended.
Everybody who attended. If you have a ticket stub.
Yeah. You get your money right back.
Get your money back. Because you know what? Well, and you know, it's a lot of stuff. Okay, so.
Right.
It's okay. You still have time. It's okay.
We already know that he's with a Kardashian. We already know what kind of stuff go up and through there. And I feel like he might not have even known what was really going on up around him. But they say that they feel like that it was a sacrificial concert.
That.
And that it was a... an Illuminati ritual.
Right.
People were saying it was so.
Sacrifice him?
I don't.
Well, no.
The people.
They sacrificed the people for the deity, whoever it is that for Baphomet that they are worshiping. They're saying pretty much that was those were their blood sacrifices.
People were saying it was so hot in that concert that you couldn't even lift your hand to touch your face and wipe off the sweat.
Right, because
that's hot it was and crowded it was and stuff like that.
There was no room.
Wow,
that's dangerous.
That sounds scary.
It's scary,
but it's not the first concert where people have died. If you actually Google people dying at concerts, every concert.
There's some casualties,
especially in large arenas. True. We know this. But you know what I do want to say? You know, I watched the concert in Africa take place, and there was none of that.
Mm.
70,000 people. You know, a small concert in Africa is 20,000 people.
Yeah.
Okay? 70, 80, 100,000 people, and nobody gets trampled. I don't know what the difference would have to be, but I'm sure in situations like for me, I feel like it definitely has something to do with something ritualistic, whether he had it known about it or not. But I definitely believe that they did that to him. Yeah, I believe that he was actually sacrificed. He doesn't even understand.
Wow.
That's well said, because I kind of feel the same way.
Interesting. Well, this is an awesome show today.
Just to add to that, behind that, him and Kylie, I just read today, I don't know how true the tabloids are, but they said that they canceled the wedding.
Canceled the wedding.
Canceled. We need some answers.
You need to update us on that one. Keep us posted on the wedding updates. Wow.
I need answers.
You need answers. But at the same note, at the same breath, plug your stuff because we got to go soon. We got 3 minutes left.
Strong, firm, bottom. Come and see me, y'all. I'm working on some things. I'm doing some things. Holla at me.
All right. See me. All right. P,
book me.
Guys, I want to thank you guys for tuning in with us today. It was an awesome show. Please check out our website, ofccommunity.com. If you are an entrepreneur and you need help, just getting your business going, you have questions, you need to network, you need access to funding, please holler. And also, even if you're not in business, if you're just an individual, family, you're trying to connect with community, come to the OFC. It will be our pleasure to introduce you to the rest of the members and make you feel at home. So definitely, and remember to please take the evaluation. All right. That's it for me.
All right, kings and queens, this is the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT, the OFC, and to our amazing team. People, I am Miss Trish. You can find me on YouTube at Miss Trish TV. Stay blessed, black, and highly favored.
Darling, I care for you more than my own self. Darling.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.